Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who wants to know, why are they called apartments when they're together? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday when we had Jerry Carsey on, we were talking about the toll roads and how our local governments, by local I'm talking about city and state and county sometimes, wanting to sell the infrastructure. One of the towns was, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but I believe it was Bloomfield, Colorado, I believe. Doesn't make any difference. But they have a bid there on 8.8 miles of city road for, I believe it was $5 million. And the mayor was saying, well, this is the only way we're going to keep from going bankrupt. That they sold these bonds on the road, and they were going to make a toll road out of it, and it's not paying off the bonds. And the bonds are an obligation. And as a result, this mayor, she was willing to sell it to I believe an Italian company had bid this. In other words, they're going to bid what they owe to get to be able to pay off those bonds. And she said, well, it looks like that's what we're going to have to do. Now, here's what happens when you borrow money. When you borrow money that you can't pay back. And a city is no different, or a government is no different than you and I as individuals. When we go to the bank and borrow money, first of all, a bank wants to collateralize that loan. You have to mortgage something. Now, this is what happened with the subprime lenders. They didn't take a mortgage. They didn't. They had a mortgage, all right, but they loaned more money than the property was worth. But anyway, let's not go into that. I'm really off the subject from what I started to discuss with you, but I was going back to this toll roads, and one of our listeners sent me this little poem about toll roads, and I'm sure Marilyn wrote this herself. It goes like this. America is bold, though we have no gold, but we'll have the road for China's load, and since they're sold, you'll pay the toll. Anyway, it looks like we're going to see more and more of this toll road stuff. And as Jerry Carsey said yesterday, and by the way, Jeff, I forgot to ask you, I have that website that he gave us where we can get the actual contract on that Texas corridor, because that just didn't make sense at all that people would be willing to sign something like that. You started to say something, or are you just...
No, I'm waiting in response. I don't know what you want me to say. You want that website on your website?
No. I said I'd like for you to look it up. I'd like to get a copy of that contract. That was what. So much for that. We never have time to talk during the daytime, so we have to, you know, do all our talking during the show.
Sure.
Okay, now...
Which reminds me, Derry, I need a day off next week, but I'll talk to you about it during the show next week.
Ask Beth. She's vice president over days off and that sort of thing. Bush wanted to have the FTAA signed. If I remember right, he went to Argentina maybe a couple of years ago now. And the FTAA was a free trade America, free trade of the Americas. And he wanted everybody within the whole, you know, from the tip of South America to, I guess, the North Pole to be able to trade with no barriers and all this sort of thing. Well, old Hugo Chavez is the fellow that killed that thing. He said no way, and he got several of his people not to do it. I mean, several of his South and Central American countries not to do it, and it kind of blew the deal for Bush, and I don't know if that's why Bush doesn't like Hugo or not. We never hear anything good about Hugo. If you watch the news, everything you hear is not good stuff, so I don't know what to believe and what not to. But nevertheless, we're going to have the free trade of the Americas anyhow. Now, I see where we have just negotiated free trade agreements with Peru, Panama, and Colombia. I don't have the list, but they're doing exactly what would have been in the agreement that Bush had to start with. But here we're taking them one at a time. Whether we like it or not, we have these free trade agreements. And actually, most of those agreements, I haven't read them. I don't know what they are. You can't read them. They're so long, usually, and so gobbledygook, you can't make them out. But anyhow... It looks like they're going right ahead and have that FTAA, although it's not going to be as one agreement. It's going to be the individuals all the way along. Now, we also have he's not a new Secretary of Agriculture. He is a acting Secretary of Agriculture because a week or so ago, Mike Johanns, he quit the job. And... he was replaced by Chuck Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, Connor. And he's, Connor is there now just filling in. But he was an undersecretary of agriculture. And he, just like Johanns, is big business all the way. From 1997 to 2001, Connor served as president of the Corn Refiners Association. So, I had Beth look up corn refiners to find out what they are. There's only seven organizations in that Corn Refiners Association. And I'll tell you what they control right after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
As we were just discussing, Chuck Connors is now the acting Secretary of Agriculture. Whether Bush will appoint a full-time Secretary of Agriculture or not, I have no idea. But Chucky boy, he's going to fall right in line. You can bet on that. As I just mentioned, he spent several years working with the Corn Refiners Association. Now, the Corn Refiners Association is made up of only seven members, dominated by Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill. Now, there are several others. There's five others, but I had never really heard much about these others. Corn Products International, National Starch and Chemical Company, Penford Products, and I don't know, it's a French name, but I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I'm going to go with Roquet America, which looks like it would be a foreign country, or French perhaps, and then Tate and Tile Ingredients Americas, which again looks like that would be another foreign-owned company. But anyway, these seven companies do the corn processing for practical purposes. In other words, they hold the a major amounts of it. For example, Archer Daniel Midland buys 12% of all the corn grown in the United States. 12%. Now, let's realize that the feedlots, the local co-ops that make their own ethanol, all these people buy a lot of corn, and still Archer Daniel Midland buys 12% of all the corn grown in the United States. It controls one-third of the high-fructose corn syrup market and about a third of the market for ethanol. The corn refining industry is very highly concentrated, as we just mentioned. Seven members is all there are. Archer Daniel Midland is number one. Cargill would be number two. Now, Connor also served as special assistant to the President of the United States for agriculture, trade, and food assistance. Well, we know what agricultural trade has been like. It's been a bondoogle ever since. I'm trying to think who was president. Probably, this is even before Jimmy Carter. This was a long time ago, but I remember on this foreign trade, we had these, our United States representative went over to Russia. This might have gone all the way back to Eisenhower. But we've never had anybody in there that knows how to trade. And they came home with a, I believe it was a five-year deal on wheat that we were going to send to Russia. And they didn't know how much wheat we were going to send, and we didn't know what the Russians were going to pay, and we didn't know what kind of interest we were going to get on the loan, but we knew it was a five-year deal. And that's just about the way most of these agricultural trades have been. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned visiting about the way the entire agricultural system has fallen into just a few hands, which it could not have done if the Justice Department would go along and see to it that we didn't have these monopolistic practices, which we already have laws on the book that the Justice Department is not enforcing. But the packers, I'm going back to the meat packers now, own not merely the labor of society, they have bought the government. And everywhere they use their raped and stolen power to entrench themselves in their privileges, to dig wider and deeper the channels through which the river of profits flow to them. That was written in 1906 in the Book of the Jungle. So this has been going on for a long, long time, and we have discussed with you how the packers got the Meat Inspection Act passed. They did it so, well, they wrote the first meat inspection act, and they've been doing it ever since. Now, there's a high concentration of food companies worldwide. There's not many companies that deal in food products. And you say, oh my goodness, there's all sorts. I have it in the files, and I didn't think I should have brought it in. But of all of the companies that are owned by Nestle, for example, I mean, you know, you think you're getting a certain product, and it's not really that product at all. I mean, it's named that, and once upon a time that company owned it, but Nestle's bought them out. The food and beverage industry, let's go back to the International Labor Organization. They've been holding meetings to examine the impact of global food chains and what it means to the world, the employment, the industry. And they tell us that the food and beverage industry is experiencing highly concentrated. There's only 10 distributing companies that control 24% of the world market. The world market, all right? The integrated world food chains employ 22 million people. At the top of the list of the food and beverage companies is a Swiss company, and that is Nestle, all right? Nestle itself has 260,000 employees. The Anglo-Dutch firm Unilever has 179,000 employees. PepsiCo, which is Pepsi-Cola, but they're into a lot of other things, they have 157,000 workers. Sara Lee, 137,000 workers. And Coca-Cola, 132,300 employees. Among the corporations dedicated to retail sales, Walmart is the number one. They employ 1,800,000 people. Kroger compares with only 290,000, and Albertsons with 234,000. Now, I don't know how they break this down, but actually Kroger and Albertsons, is the best of my knowledge, is mostly groceries, where Walmart, with their 1,800,000 employees, they don't all do the grocery thing. So, I that doesn't look quite like a fair deal as far as, not comparing apples with apples here. Anyway, in 2006, Nestle grossed $74.7 billion. And we've discussed this gross thing many times on this show. Gross really doesn't mean anything. It has very little to do with net profit. But anyhow, as far as doing business, Nestle did $74.7 billion worth of business last year. Unilever's business was worth $49.6 billion. Pepsi grossed $32.6 billion. Sara Lee, $19.7 billion. And Coca-Cola, $41.8 billion. So we can see that these companies are very much in control of the food situation. They have, and we've, back in 1962 and 3 and 4, I was with the Missouri Apple Growers Association. And back in those days, we grew apples in Missouri, and I know there are a few there now. But at that time, we had, and I can't remember the figures, I can't remember how many million bushels of apples we grew. But compared to Michigan and the state of Washington, we were just little bitty peanuts. But Missouri was the furthest south state that could grow a quality apple. Apples have to go through what we call hard dormancy to really produce a quality apple. So Arkansas, for example, it doesn't get cold enough and stay cold enough long enough. In Missouri, it does. But our apples were far enough south that our apples bloom earlier than they do in Michigan and Washington, considerably earlier, so they set earlier, and you can pick them earlier. So with our little how many ever million bushels we had, we could go on the market in September, which they cannot do in these northern states, which were the big apple-producing states. Now China has just about taken over the apple industry on the world basis. But anyway, we would sell our apples, and our promotion was apples for the teachers. But we would go around to, my job was to go around to all of the chain store buyers. And at that time, there were a gob and a bunch of chain store buyers. They don't exist anymore. You couldn't, they're just not there. The Albertsons and the Krogers and the food giants have just literally put the regular buyers or the old time buyers out of business. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 19educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value, at 19educationmatching.com. The number 19educationmatching.com. That's 19educationmatching.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, no matter what happens, somebody will find a way to take it too seriously. Derry Brownfield.
And here we are. They're trying to make another one of these wilderness areas, this time in Virginia. And you know, you think about this. Yes, surely there's wilderness areas in the northeast as there is in all other parts of the country. But Virginia, I've been to Virginia several on many occasions, and you don't think about it being a wilderness when you go to Virginia. Well, there will be if this House Agriculture Review Committee has its way. The Virginia Ridge and Valley Act of 2007 is H.R. 1011. It would designate certain lands in the Jefferson National Forest in Virginia as wilderness. If designated, wildernesses would limit forest, what they're calling here forest flexibility. What it means is they're not going to be able to cut trees. It's going to increase the fire hazard. It's going to prevent land management as we think the Forest Service should be managing land. Anyhow, also, once an area is designated as a wilderness, that's a permanent designation. It's always that way. I mean, I don't know. You know what it would take. An act of Congress maybe could get it changed. I don't know. But they're pushing this thing right now. Now, this goes right along with the National Landscape Conservation System. Now, this was designed by Bruce Babbitt when he was Secretary of the Interior. And now they're trying to pass this thing into law. It'll place new regulatory overlay on some 26 million acres on top of the BLM areas that will be managed very much like national parks. They do not allow mining, grazing, forestry, and lots of types of recreation in national parks. And that's what's going to be happening to this 26 million more acres if and when it happens. The National Landscape Conservation System is a national park-type overlay. As I say, there's 26 million acres of it, and it's BLM land, Bureau of Land Management land, and it will be administered by the Bureau of Land Management. It was created administratively in June of 2000 by former Clinton Interior Secretary, our good buddy Bruce Babbitt. He established these 26 million acres as a national landscape conservation system to protect special areas. Congress is seeking to codify the new designation, which would give the National Landscape Conservation System official congressional certification. It consists of major conservation areas in 12 western states, including 15 national monuments, 13 national conservation areas, Steens Mountains areas in Oregon, Headwaters Forest Reserve in Northern California, 36 wild and scenic rivers, 148 wilderness areas, 4,264 miles of national trails, and more than 600 wilderness study areas. Now, what's going to happen here is there'll be no people on that land. Only the elite will be able to go there. And as we have discussed many times now in the last few weeks on this show, we went back and found some information that goes back to the 1980s where the World Bankers, the IMF, the WTO, those people got involved in a meeting and made the comments that, hey, we're going to have to collateralize our loans. We've loaned all this money to these foreign governments, and now what's happening here? We have unsecured loans, and we're going to collateralize that. And then originally, back in 1987, I believe it was, they said with wilderness areas. Now it looks like with these premises. And by the way, I talked to a broker that deals in real estate in Texas yesterday evening, and I asked him about the difference between premise and property, because we had someone called in here and said that they were working with a family that was buying some land, and everywhere the old deeds said property, the new one said premises. So I said, look at some of your documents there. And he said, no, they all say property. None of them say premises. And I said, well, how long ago, when were they printed? And he said, well, just a week or two ago. So I don't know. But it's something to be thinking about. And when you see all these millions and millions and millions and millions of acres now going into wilderness-type areas, does that mean that the bankers have now collateralized some of their loans? The chief sponsor of this Senate bill is Senator Jeff Bingham. He's a Democrat from New Mexico. He says, given the broad public support for these areas, I expect this bill to be non-controversial, and it is my hope that we'll be able to move quickly through the Congress and enactment into law. And just like the article that we wrote said, and I was quoting, I don't remember, but one of the people that were at this meeting back in 1987, they said, oh, yeah, he said, they're going to take the land, and the people are going to say, thank God that you have saved our reindeer. That was a comment that he had made. And just like these people, hey, given this broad public support for these areas, I expect this bill to be non-controversial, should be a slam dunk. People want to give this land away. They want to tie it up. They don't want to cut any timber off of it. They don't want to drill for any oil on it. They don't want to mine any gold off of it or any coal or whatever minerals are there. But we're not going to only save the reindeer, we're going to save the burying beetles. Now, I learned a lot this morning. I've been studying up. I could pass a test. If some entomologist at some great university were to give me a test now on burying beetles, I think I could pass it. The other day I mentioned, and I'm going to read the same article that I started out with the other day, but on September the 26th, which was just not too long ago, we talked about the American burying beetle. And the article goes like this. It was a letter to me, an email to me. A relative of mine is a pipeline engineer working for a well-known utility company in Oklahoma who had to have special training on these burying beetles to be on the job. The civil penalty for accidentally disturbing a burying beetle is $25,000 per occurrence. Criminal penalty if you intentionally harass, pursue, hunt, wound, trap, relocate, collect, or kill one of these beetles is $50,000 per violation, and you can get a year in prison also. Now, the reason this particular individual who works for this pipeline company had to be educated on this was because any construction in the designated habitat areas, you must contact the U.S. Department of Interior, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which will send out an environmental inspector, an entomologist, and a biologist, and they'll set traps in the area using dead chickens. If no beetles are found, then they can begin construction in several days. The habitat areas include 34 counties in eastern Oklahoma, 5 counties in Arkansas, and parts of Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Massachusetts, and did I do it all right? No, I didn't. And Rhode Island. They make fun of me because I can't say that state. Anyhow, I did a little research on the endangered burying beetles. And they're an important part. I have a picture of one here. They have little orange spots on them, so you can tell them from the other carrion beetles. If you leave a dead carcass lay out in the summertime, it doesn't last very long. I'm talking about a big carcass, something like a cow. In ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The worms eat them up pretty quick. There's blowflies that go on them, and the maggots work on the carcass. There are these carrion beetles that work on them. There's coyotes and foxes and buzzards and all sorts of things. They don't last long, okay? But anyway, this beetle is part of a vast host of scavengers that are responsible for recycling decaying materials back into the ecosystem. Hey, we ought to have a gobbin a bunch of these things. Stay tuned, because the other day I said I was going to step on them, and now I'm kind of in love with the things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
A couple of days ago, when I was talking about the endangered American burying beetle, why, my daughter, I guess, was going from one location to another in her car, and she had the radio on, and she emailed me then that day about the burying beetle, and she said, "I'm not concerned at all about the burying beetle, but don't let anything happen to the dung beetles," because she said that's the way farm kids entertain themselves in the summertime, is with dung beetles. In other words, she said, "We used to watch them roll up their little pile of pucky, you know, and roll it around," and she said, "We would put little things in their way so that they'd have to go around them or work to get over them or whatever." And she said, "You know, that's what kids..." But see, that would be considered, back here to this thing, that would be considered pursuing, intentionally harassing one of these beetles. Hey, you can get $50,000 fine for doing that. So anyway, she didn't care about the burying beetles. She was more concerned about the dung beetles, and I think there's enough of them that we'll be all right. But anyway, this American burying beetle has been recorded historically from at least 150 counties in 35 states in the eastern and central United States, as well as the southern fringes of Ontario, Quebec, and Nova Scotia. They're now found in only 6 states. Well, how would you find the things? I mean, they're nocturnal, so you're not going to see them in the daytime. Anyway, They're in Nebraska, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Kansas, and Arkansas. Now, here's what they do. And after I studied this a little bit, I thought, hey, they're pretty neat. They're the largest carrion-eating insect in North America. They can be up to 1.5 inches in length. And they're shiny black with two bright orange bands on each wing cover. And then their neck shield is orange. And they have a little orange spot on their face between their eyes. So they'd be kind of pretty, you know. They're adept at detecting the odor of recent death. Now, this is what amazed me. If this is true, and I'm getting this from, you know, from an entomological point of view, using the organs in their antennae, they can find a dead mouse within an hour of death and from as far away as 2 miles. Now, that's hard for me to believe, but, you know, I'll go along with it if they say so here. When they know a mouse has croaked, they can fly then to the vicinity. Then they drop down and they get on their backs and they lift this dead mouse up. And a male and female pair, they travel in pairs, they're married. They move the remains and they can carry it several feet before they find a place to bury it. They have to find soft enough earth to bury this thing. The carcass is buried under several inches of soil. These things are nocturnal. They do it all at night, and there's a reason for that. And I'll tell you why when we return. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Thursday on a weaker dollar and $81 oil. Gold closed in New York up $4.70 to $732.50 an ounce. Silver rose 13 cents to $13.48. The dollar reached yet another low today, its sixth consecutive day, searching for a new bottom against the euro, reports AP. Meanwhile, new home sales are down 21% in the past year, with no sign of a bottom. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
I'll wind up my Beatles story here as quickly as I can. We'll go to the telephones in a moment, but they do all this stuff at night because the first thing I thought of, I thought, well, how are they going to do all this? Because, a fly will get on, the blowflies will get on there and lay eggs on a dead carcass just almost immediately. And, in fact, we have some flies that will lay eggs on a live carcass if they can find an open sore or something. Well, anyhow, back to the beetles. They do this at night to prevent the flies because flies don't fly at night. Flies fly in the daytime, as was the flea and the fly that was stuck in the flue, remember? Anyhow, beetles, then they find this dead thing. They strip away the fur or the feathers, and they work the mass into a compact ball. Then they inoculate the remains with secretions that prevent the meat, the carrion, so to speak, to modify the course of decomposition. In other words, it slows down decomposition. The female constructs a short chamber above the carrion, which she lays from 10 to 30 eggs. The larvae then hatch in a few days, and they receive parental care. Using the entire time, the babies are feeding and growing. Beetles don't use, most insects do not do that. Most insects lay eggs and they're gone, except for your wasps and the bees and those sort. Okay? The adults continually tend the carcass, removing fungi and covering the carrion ball with an antibacterial secretion. See, they'd probably make medicine out of these things. If the size of the brood is too large, then the adults eat the little runny ones. Anyhow, the St. Louis Zoo is breeding some of these things now. They said they're going to reintroduce them into the captive breeders into the wild. Well, the other day I said that if I thought they were on my property, I'd step on them. I'd stamp them out, okay? Now, after I have all this information and I found out how great they are, I think they're pretty neat. I'd like to have some. But if it's going to cost me $50,000 each time I step on one, I'm going to step on them first so they don't reproduce. And, that's what's wrong with the Endangered Species Act as it is. People don't want anything endangered on their property for that reason, so it's a matter of shoot, shovel, and shut up. Let's go to Larry. Hi, Larry, you're on the air.
Oh, guys, I don't know. Talking about property, world property, I read in the Wall Street Journal last week, the difference between the Mexican Constitution and the American Constitution. The Mexican Constitution, after a revolution, was written in 1917, and officially, our property is considered always private. There, it serves a social function. You can get land reform or all sorts of things. I just thought that would be interesting. People should know. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know. We may be living by the Mexican Constitution before very long, at least at the rate we're going now. But anyway, Germany has had a problem. The German people that want to homeschool have had a terrible problem recently. And the German government now is targeting a family of Baptist missionaries. We had one case, and we've talked about this German case, this German family. They actually came in and literally kidnapped this teenage daughter who was being homeschooled and put her in a home for the mentally retarded or something. I mean, it was a bad, bad deal. I think now she is back home. I'm not sure. But anyway, they have literally declared war on homeschoolers is what it amounts to. They, as I said, they put this one girl in a psychiatric ward. Now, Clint Robinson and his wife Susan and their three children arrived in Germany in March after they sold the possessions here in the United States. They're over there working as Christian missionaries, and they're homeschooling. And they have been told that they have 45 days to either put their kids in one of the German government schools, or they will be deported. And this goes all the way back to laws that were passed when Hitler was the Führer in the country of Germany. Anyway, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
with